Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 45, verse 1 to Genesis 45, verse 28.
In a world where famine reigns supreme, one family has all the gold, all the power, and all the dumb luck which they attribute to an invisible sky daddy. You'll cry, you'll hurl, but mostly you'll lose brain cells when you watch Joseph's Technicolor-laden ass train.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. I like it when we finish a chapter.
Yes. Oh.
And then my day just goes so much better, and then I have to sit there later on and think about, what the fuck did I just fucking read?
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah, what am I doing with my life? My life, I have apparently no meaning in my life because I am sitting at home reading the Bible in my underwear.
This isn't on my bucket list.
It wasn't on mine either. You know what? Actually, reading the Bible naked, that's on my bucket list. But I'm in my underwear, so I'm not actually, it's not on my bucket list. Maybe I should write it in just to check it off. Well, our audience is reeling and crashing their vehicles off the road because they're thinking about me in my underwear, or they're having going, oh, Packard's in his underwear. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's either one of the two. It's always going to be one of the two.
Well, he'd make Joe happy.
Yeah. It would make Joe happy. Joe thinks about me in my underwear all the time.
Yeah, not Joe as in Joseph in the story. Joe unseen.
Yeah, Joe unseen.
Oh, right. We're up to chapter 46.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
46:1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac.
Okay, so Joseph told him not to bring everything. He brought the goddamn fucking lawn furniture. He told him to leave it there. Leave the goddamn pink flamingos behind.
Well, it's a sacrifice. It's his offering.
Yeah, well, I guess he had to sacrifice a few things. I'm sacrificing this pink flamingo to God. Oh, that smell. Oh, I don't like that plasticky smell. God damn, you're going to kill me up here.
God's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck was that? Jeez. Kill me something. Kill something I like. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Israel, I'm going to change your name back to Jacob.
I'm going to change your name to Mud if you don't fucking stop sacrificing the fucking pink flamingos.
And the plastic lawn furniture, yeah.
And what's the plastic lawn furniture? He's burning it along the way. He's burning his trash along the way. And he's calling it a sacrifice. Well, he's not going to have anything to sit on when he gets there, but hey, that's the sacrifice, man. I'm not going to have anything to sit on. That's the sacrifice I'm making. 46:2. See, now this is where we get into all the prophecy. We haven't had any prophecy until now. This is where it really starts hitting. Well, I think there was a little bit in the back behind us, but not that much. 46:2. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and Jacob said, Jacob! It's like I was pausing for dramatic effect. And said, Jacob. So you had to wake him up. Jacob, you're snoring. Jacob, hey, wake up, Jacob.
Jacob, time to get up for school.
It's time for school, Jacob. And he said, here I am. So, yeah, it's like, okay, he comes. God's coming to him in the night. That wasn't God. I'm just saying, God was out apparently putting the spots on Pluto, I guess, you know, or Jupiter or whatever. He's putting the spots on Jupiter. That's right. Why he's been gone for so long. A spaceship takes him a while to get across the across the solar system.
Playing ring toss on Saturn.
Yeah.
Yep. 46:3. And he said, I am God.
Good.
God.
Thanks, God, for telling me who you were. Like, I didn't know. You wore a name tag, you know. but you didn't, I'm glad you told me, because otherwise I would have never known the difference between the dream I had last night and the dream I'm having now.
The God of thy father fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will be there. For I will there make of thee a great nation. Sorry about that.
Then this conflicts. This is fucking conflicting. Why would God give Joseph a dream saying that his father is going to bow down to him, but then God's coming in later like, oh, forget what I said back over there. Don't worry about what I told your son. You stay put. You need to stay put. You don't go down. Don't go into Egypt because even though I told him that you're going to come down and bow down before him, don't come. You don't go down there.
That's not what it says. It says, don't be afraid to go down there.
Is that what it's saying?
Fear
not to go down into Egypt. Okay, I missed that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I thought it said Israel's
feeling a little bit uneasy about going down there, even though Joseph's there, but you know, this is home, or I don't know.
Okay, then I totally went off on a tear for no fucking reason.
Well, you know what? I'm sure you'll have a chance to vent fairly soon.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
It's the Bible, after all.
Yeah, it is.
The prophecy about how they're going to be a great nation one day. Don't be fooled by your small numbers now.
Right. I have to get this prescription checked. I really have to get my because I didn't. I blame the prescription.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I could have swore I must have read it too fast. I thought it said do not go down into Egypt basically. I put the word fear with do, so do not go down there. So okay, never mind. Sorry. Oh crap. I feel like an idiot now. Thank you.
No. But yeah, the promise is crap.
Yeah, the promise is crap.
Isn't it? You know, like, oh, yeah, you're going to be a great nation.
Yeah. But then that just say he will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. But we already said that. He already told him that he wasn't going to be called Jacob anymore.
Yeah,
whatever.
But he calls Jacob.
He calls him
twice.
He calls him Jacob. He says, "I'm going to call you Jacob. You're now Israel. Okay, but I'm going to keep calling you Jacob. You know, just for so context. And then I'm going to change it back and forth because I don't know who you are anymore. And last time we talked, I didn't know who you were because I'm not all powerful, all knowing. I'm just really bad at names."
You don't need everybody to wear name tags.
Name tags, people. Name tags. That's what we need. That's what we need. 46:4, and I will. Or he goes, 46:4. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. So more prophecy saying basically, you go down in Egypt, and then I'll make sure that you get the comfy room and everybody's going to just worship you, kind of. You know, they're going to worship me, but I'm going to make sure that they go through you to get to me.
Yeah. God promises to bring Jacob safely back from Egypt, but Jacob dies in Egypt.
Yep.
I think that God's phrasing is rather open-ended, and he basically means that, Jacob would come back. Or this is how it's interpreted. Jacob would come back via his kids.
Right.
His kids.
Right.
You know, it's like,
you don't get to come back, but your kids will come back. You'll come back through your kids, but you don't really, you know, once you're dead, you're pretty much dead. But God doesn't share that part with you.
Well, because the Hebrews, that's their promised land. So they just left, and they left their property, and they came down to Egypt, and they're going to come back one day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they claim, right?
Yeah, right.
Where we go down.
46:5, and Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him.
Well, so, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. 46:6, and they took their cattle. No, we're just going to leave it all behind. He told you to bring everything. Why we have to be told that you took your cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt? Jacob and all his seed with him. You told him to bring everything. You don't need to tell us that you brought everything. You already told. We already know that you're going to take everything. We don't need this. We don't need this laundry list.
Oh, well, it's a laundry list that's going to get more complete because now we need the entire roster.
Oh, here comes
the balls with him.
Yeah. Guess what? You are really shortly, people, we're going to get a laundry list of what is that word? The lineage here, whatever that is.
46:7 His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt.
Great. Everybody, the whole hillbilly clan has just got in the wagons and head west to Beverly. 46:8 And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. These are the names. This is the part where everything's going to get really super boring. So I hope you got a cup of coffee or a no-doze or something, or you're just running, because if you fall asleep while you're running or just walking or whatever while you're doing listening to this and you fall asleep, my apologies.
Don't operate heavy machinery right now.
Or if you're having a hard time going to sleep, this is the time. This is the time to turn this part on.
Instead of counting sheep, count Hebrews.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I need Dawkins Dog to make a meme like that. Don't count sheep, count Hebrews.
46:9 And the sons of Reuben, Hanok and Phallu and Hezron and Carmi.
46:10 And the sons of Simon, Jemuel. And Jamin, they were the rappers. Jewel, Jamin. I don't do rap. And Ohad, and Jekin, and Zohar, and Shul, the son of Canadish, a woman, of a Canish woman.
Well.
We had to make sure that the women from Canaan get, because they were born in Canaan, so they're a Canaanish woman. Okay.
Wow.
We had to make sure we differentiate that Canaanite women from the Hebrew women, because there's a big difference.
That's right. But it's all wrong for everybody to be hating on the Hebrews.
Yeah.
Okay. 46:11 And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
46:12 And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zarah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Perez were Harzan and Hamal. Why do we have to know that they died in Canaan? I mean, it says they came, but then they died. Did they just die trying to get out of Canaan?
They died a long time ago. Onan was the guy who wouldn't get his brother's wife pregnant.
Right.
Why are they even mentioned here?
Yeah, exactly. Why just mention the people who are alive? Why do they have to mention the people who died? Are you going to dig up their bodies and bring them with you?
This is weird. Evidently, yeah, they were bringing the ashes or something.
Ugh.
46:13 And the sons of Issachar, Tola and Fuva and Job and Shimron.
46:14 And the sons of Zilblan, Sira, and Ilan, and Jaleel.
46:15 These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padan-Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33.
Dinah, that's the chick that got that had sex with that guy and all those people killed, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, wait. Dinah.
I think that was Dinah that did.
Was that the daughter-in-law?
Yeah, that was the daughter that fell in love with that one dude, and then they killed all those people over because she had sex with that one dude, and he's like, "I want to marry your daughter," and, he's like, okay, well, you have to cut off everything off. You have to cut this part off your dick, and all these other people have to cut off their part of their dicks.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Leah was the first wife. These are all her kids.
Right. Oh, is this renamed her?
Plus Dinah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, I just wanted to be sure. Okay, all right. Maybe they just panned down the name then.
I apologize. That was just Leah's kids and grandkids that she had with Jacob.
Well, it doesn't matter if I make a mistake, because the Bible is so fucked up to begin with, so it doesn't really matter.
No, it wasn't your mistake, it was mine. Okay, I get it now.
That's right. 46:16 And the sons of Gahad and Ziphon and Hagi, Shuran and Elzabon, Error and Arda and Ariel. They had too many ands in there. And. Is, what is this, a five-year-old saying this? And I went and had an ice cream cone and a chocolate chip and I ate out of a bowl. It's a fucking five-year-old is writing this.
Maybe. 46, 17, and the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, and Isui, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel.
Okay, that's close enough for me. 46, 18, and these are the sons of 46, 18, these are the sons of Zilpha, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and she bare unto Jacob even 16 souls.
Okay.
That's a lot of fucking, man.
So those are Zilpah's kids.
Yep. 19.
The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin.
She's not trying hard enough, apparently. She's frigid.
Joseph wasn't on the trip, though. He was in Egypt, but I get that we're just doing a genealogy.
Yeah.
All right.
46:20. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Messiah and Ephraim, and Ephraim, which Asen, the daughter of Paparazzi, priest of On, bare unto him. There's a question here. It says, will God destroy those that intermarry? Apparently, there was some kind of intermarriage going on in this one.
Oh, well, because they're Egyptians.
Yeah, okay.
Did you want to read that? Or
no, we'll come back. Well, yeah, let me take a quick look at it here. It says here, will God destroy those that intermarry? Yes. Well, that later on, it says it's in, later on in Deuteronomy 7:3-4. And, of course, he says no. Of course, some of God's favorite people had foreign wives, and he didn't seem to mind. So, and that's in Genesis, which we're at right now, later in Numbers, and again in Numbers again. So,
okay.
So, yeah, he's like, okay, it's bad to intermarry, but it's okay. It's good, but it's bad. I suppose that this kind of shit is where they put in to make the excuse that black people and white people shouldn't be married to shouldn't be married because this is intermarriage. It's interracial.
Hmm. 46:21, and the sons of Benjamin were Bela and Becher and Ashbel and Gera. Oh, sorry, I'm too many. There's more ands. I'm putting more ands in there than there are. And Naaman, Ehi, and Rosh, Muppim and Huppim and Ard. Muppim and Huppim and Ard.
And Simon, like, and Simon and Theodore and now the thing is, this list conflicts. These four lists of the sons of the Bible, none of them agree that this is a list of 10 sons. First Chronicles, later another one in First Chronicles lists. All right, say First Chronicles lists three, another one in First Chronicles lists five. Only one son, Bela, is found in all four lists.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah, so we don't know who's this book is. It's total crap. That we don't know who's anybody. They're probably just throwing in more names. He's like, oh, yeah, you're the neighbor's daughter, kid. Yeah, well, you're mine now. I'm just going to write your name down in my book.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've had so many kids, I don't know which ones are mine anymore.
They're like a son to me.
You've been like a son to me, even though you're not my son, until you fuck up and then say, you're not my kid. 46:22. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. They were born 14 years old? Wow. That's a pretty big uterus, man.
That's a lot of babies. 46:23. And the sons of Dan? Hush him up, man.
Hush him up. 46:24. And the sons of Naphtali, Jahad, and Gazan, and Jezer, and Shechem. Again, it's a five-year-old writing this list.
46:25. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were seven. So this was the other handmaiden or whatever, the slave that...
The slave woman that he had sex with before. Yeah, the slave woman he had sex with before.
Mm-hmm.
46:26. All the souls that came with Jacob unto Egypt, which came out of the loins. Great. Thanks for reminding us where they came from. Like we needed to know this. We didn't figure this out like, I don't know, several hundred chapters ago. Thanks, Bible. I'll have nightmares. Thanks. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. So this is, again, this is another one of those contradictions.
Did I read yours? You skipped down because they basically say the same. They're saying the same thing.
What did I read? I'm sorry. What were they supposed to read?
Yeah, if you look at 26.
That's what I should have read. Oh, did I read yours?
The first part.
I read part of yours.
Because they're almost the same and they say something different.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay, 46, if you look at it, this is weird.
Yeah, 40. I'm sorry. 46:26. I'll reread it just for clarity. 46:26 reread. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides the Jacob's son's wives, all the souls were 66. There we go. I got it. I nailed it that time.
So 66.
Yeah.
All right. And then 46:27. And the sons of Joseph were born, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70.
Yeah, that's where I screwed up. I apologize.
So one says 66 and one says 70.
Right. Yeah. Now this one here, there's a contradiction here. Now somebody it asks, how many were in Jacob's family when they came into Egypt? And this one, in Genesis 46:27, it says there were 70. Later on, it repeats there were 70 later in Exodus. But later on in Acts, it says there were 75. Did they just have 5 more kids that they forgot?
Oh, jeez.
Or did they always like, oh, my gosh, we forgot those. We forgot Elvin, Simon, Theodore, Larry and Curly.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, where's Mo? All right.
Mo hasn't been born yet, apparently, for some reason.
Evidently.
46:28. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. I thought they were going to Egypt. Why are they now going into Goshen? Did they take a wrong turn in Albuquerque or something?
Well, didn't Jacob say... Jacob, didn't Joseph say something about you'll join me in Goshen? Is that where he actually lives?
Yeah, he did say something about Goshen, but it was really unclear what he meant because it was just like, it never got mentioned again.
Yeah.
Until now, so I don't know, maybe it's a subdivision or something.
Right, it's like a suburb of Egypt. They're living in the burbs.
Yeah.
46:29, and Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen and presented himself unto him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while.
Oh, goody, more drama. Oh, God, I need to cry on you. I'm just having a bad day. I ran out of bourbon. The horse kicked me. the ass kicked me. So, and he kicked me in the ass. So it's an ass kicking an ass. Where we leave off. 46:30. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. So I've seen your face now. I can die now. Thanks. I can die a happy man now that I've seen your face.
I don't care how you feel about this. I'm just done.
I know you've been waiting to see me, but I've seen you. Bye. It's like
is he going to die? That might be something.
That might be something. It's like going to you drive 4 hours to see your friends. Like, hey, you want to have a beer? Sure. Okay. I went out, had a beer, and okay, well, I got to drive 4 hours home now. That's it.
Come and don't take your hat off, though.
Yeah, don't take your hat off, yeah.
46:31, and Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and shew Pharaoh, and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me.
Of course. Where did he think they came from? Oh, by the way, Pharaoh, by the way, we really didn't discuss this, but my family lives over in Canaan. I hope that's not going to be a problem. You did say, bring my family. So this is the whole brood here. You've brought a fucking small city. When I said bring your family, I thought maybe you had like a couple of kids, but I didn't mean bring the whole goddamn fucking family. Holy shit! You're taking advantage of me, you motherfucker.
Dude, do you guys know what birth control is?
Yeah, I was like, dude, we have birth control here. You know, our families are small. We have like two kids each. You got like, what was it, 70, 100? What is it? I can't count. You people are the plague. You people are the famine.
Exactly. I think I know where the food shortage comes from.
Yes. 46:32. And the men, our shepherds, for their trade, have been to feed cattle. Well, duh, I should hope somebody's feeding the cattle. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and they and all that they have. Oh, goody. So we brought all this crap with us.
But all our pets.
And our pets and our livestock. And we're going to keep it in your room.
By the way, one of my aunts, she's a crazy cat lady. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
They're going to eat her one day. 46:33. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation?
Yeah,
so
there
this
wasn't.
Is where why, immigration's going to call and ask what you do.
What are you good for? Sitting on the couch, drinking a beer. Okay, we're going to put you in charge of TV watching. What's TV? I don't know yet, but we'll soon we get invented. You'll be first to know. Why didn't they ask him what the occupation of this family was before you said go and get him? I was like, I guess he's finally realized, like, whoa, there's a lot of people. I hope some of them have a fucking job and actually know how to goddamn work and they're not all living on welfare or something.
Well, Pharaoh's, they tell the truth here, I think Pharaoh's going to find out that Joseph lied on his job application.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, well, he's a president of industry, comes up all dirty and shit. It's like, what do you do? I scam people. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. I just fell out of my mouth.
I'm in mergers and acquisitions.
I'm in and bringing down the wrath of God on people who don't fall for my scam.
Exactly. You got the last one here,
yeah,
too, by the way.
Yay, 46:34.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay. That 46:34, that ye shall say, thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth until now, both we and our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Okay, so there's the bigotry again. So it's like, well, I told you to bring your family, but now I find out that you're Hebrews. This is where the bigotry shit's going to happen, because you guys make us feel really, you just look really dirty to us. So we're going to boycott your schools, and we're going to make sure you don't sit at the same lunch counter, and we're going to persecute you. This is a persecution complex. This is the built-in persecution complex right here.
Yep.
Look at the way they treated us. They invited us into their home and they told us we can only sleep on the floor. Oh, hey, you have a fucking roof over your home, over your head.
I don't know why the Egyptians would be so uppity about you know, where they get their meat from.
Yeah, well, because it's not where they get it from, it's just who they get it from, because they've been seeing the Hebrews out in the backyards. It's like, hey, did you hear about those Hebrews? These people are really crazy. They fuck their own sheep. Oh my God, really? Yeah. Oh man, that's they should be fucking camels. Sheep are so dirty.
I guess so. Yep. Awesome book.
Yes, such an awesome book. Such a full of bigotry. But we don't want you to be bigoted. We do because we know you're way above that. And you know how we know that? Because you tweet us at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And we also know how unbigoted you are by sharing some of that hard-earned dollars over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And show us how unbigoted you are by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And visit our the blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can find the show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Spreaker. And also be sure to email us with your unbigoted questions, comments, love it or hate mail. I suppose if you're sending us hate mail, it's kind of bigoted. It might be bigoted. I don't know. And send it over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review for the show on iTunes and all those other fine locations. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.